Welcome back to English at Work. Anna is acting up as boss because Paul had an accident with a biscuit. But her and Tom are in a panic after finding a note in Paul's diary that said, Socrates, IPC, final. Could it mean bad news for tip-top trading? Let's find out.
It's very odd, and it can't be good. But Socrates must mean Mr. Socrates.
Yes, but IPC? What's that mean?
Yeah, and final sounds very final. Oh, I've got it. IPC. It must be code for imminent post-closures. They're going to sack us all.
Shh. Keep your voice down. Don't tell everyone. Let's check things out first. Don't say anything yet, okay?
Okay. Mum's the word.
Your mum knows?
No. It's our little secret. See you later.
Everything okay, Tom?
Oh, yeah, everything's cool. Actually, Denise, it's not. I think we're all going to be sacked tomorrow by Mr. Socrates.
What? No! I've got a hairdresser's appointment on Saturday. How am I going to pay for it now? What am I going to do? I know. I'll call Marge.
Hey, Brian, Pete, we're all going to be sacked tomorrow.
Anna, you've got a problem brewing.
What?
Tom's spreading rumours about job cuts. Everyone's starting to panic.
Oh, no. I'd better do something. But what shall I say?
Call a meeting quickly. Tell the team there are some rumours going around that are not true. Say, I'm trying to establish the facts, and I'll let you know as soon as I have some information. You could say, I would be grateful if you hear any rumours not to pass them on. This can be a tricky situation, and you need to handle it well. Good luck!
Gosh, this is hard, but here goes.
Excuse me, could everyone gather round, please?
Is this about the sackings?
No, Denise. Any rumours about sackings are not true.
Yeah, that's right. Who told you that, Denise?
Please don't listen to rumours. I'm trying to establish the facts, and if I get any information, I will let you know straight away.
But I heard Mr. Socrates is coming tomorrow. Surely he's going to sack us.
Ignore the rumours, and please don't pass them on.
Psst. Anna. Tell them to carry on with their work as normal.
Right. Yes. Could you please just carry on with your work as normal? Thank you.
So, Anna, how are you going to find out the facts?
I'm going to have to call Paul. In private, Tom. I don't want any more rumours getting out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You need to establish the facts, right?
Hello, Paul speaking.
Oh, hi, Paul. It's Anna. Sorry to bother you. Are you feeling better?
Much better, thanks. But keeping clear of biscuits for a while. Anyway, is everything okay?
Not exactly. There are rumours spreading about job cuts. Tom saw a note in your diary for tomorrow that said, Socrates, IPC.
Really? Oh, yes. It's not job cuts, it's IPC. The International Plastics Conference, tomorrow. And Mr. Socrates is flying in for it. Oh, golly gosh, I'd forgotten about that.
I see. And why did you write final?
Because there's an award being given for the best plastic innovation. And we're in the final with our Imperial Lemon. It was a reminder to me to write an acceptance speech. Oh, golly gosh, I haven't written a thing.
Oh, dear. What are we going to do?
What are you going to do indeed? But thank goodness those rumours of job cuts are not true. Tomorrow could actually be a good day for tip-top trading. Here's a reminder of the phrases Anna used to try and control the spread of some office rumours.
There are some rumours going around that are not true. Please don't listen to rumours. I'm trying to establish the facts, and if I get any information, I will let you know straight away. Ignore the rumours, and please don't pass them on. Please just carry on with your work as normal. Thank you.
Tomorrow's going to be an important day at the International Plastics Conference. Mr. Socrates will be there, and Tip Top Trading could pick up a prestigious prize. But who's going to write the acceptance speech?
Okay, Anna, this calls for some urgent action. I want you and Tom to meet me at the Princess Diana Conference Centre tomorrow at 9.
Right. And what about the speech?
Well, I've got quite a lot on my plate, so I was wondering if you could give it a go. Please?
Me? I've never done it before. What am I going to say?
Don't worry, Anna. We're here to help. Join us again soon for some more English at Work. Bye!